In the third match of the Masters 8, Iris and Cynthia engaged each other in an epic showdown. Their battle held far more narrative significance than the fight between Lance and Diantha, as Cynthia had mentored Iris during Black and White, and even once battled her Axie with Garchomp. I thought the writers rushed the battle, but I'm still thrilled with its impact on both Iris and Cynthia's characters. The battle featured six Pokemon, with Iris using Excadrill, Dragonite, and Haxorus, opposite Cynthia's Gastrodon, Milotic, and Garchomp. The first match featured Excadrill versus Gastrodon. Gastrodon used Rain Dance, resisted Metal Claw, preempted Focus Blast, activated Acid Armor, and unleashed Muddy Water, but Excadrill held firm and won with Horn Drill. Seeing Excadrill beat one of Cynthia's fighters was absolutely awesome, but I'd be lying if I didn't admit that I wish its victory wasn't more than just a one-hit knockout. That being said, that it fell to a single Hydro Pump from Milotic was far more disappointing. I would have loved to see Excadrill put up more of a fight, as his battles with Ash and Drayden were some of Iris's best. Speaking of a Pokemon that I wish lasted longer, I'm honestly so sad for Dragonite. He ended his run in Black and White as Iris's MVP, but fell to Milotic in seconds. Although he landed Thunder Punch, he lost to Disarming Voice and Iron Head. The speed of the loss surprised me, as he had previously tanked many hits from Ash's Crocodile, Charizard, and Dragonite. Once Iris was down to her last Pokemon, she summoned Haxorus. Immediately upon entering the battlefield, he vanquished Disarming Voice, tore through Hydro Pump, and won with Breaking Swipe. Haxorus revealed his upgrade in strength all the way back in Thrash of the Titans, but it's still hard for me to reconcile with the fact that he's the same Axie from Black and White. My biggest issue with his comeback is that he and Axie feel like entirely separate characters. That's probably for the best though, as his goofy antics would have been entirely useless against Garchomp. As soon as she arrived on the battlefield, she showered Haxorus with Draco Meteor. He cut through the attack with Outrage and landed many hits, but then became confused. Luckily, he then hit his head, fully eliminating Outrage's effects. Likely because Cynthia knew Haxorus was a major threat, she then Mega Evolved Garchomp. Despite the Mega upgrade, however, Haxorus held strong and fended off Dragonclaw with Psycho Cut. As further proof of his strength, he then broke through the Mega's defenses and landed Dragon Pulse. In a last-ditch effort to seize victory, Haxorus tried to win out using Iris's energy and another Dragon Pulse. Sadly, he still fell to Draco Meteor, as Cynthia's Mega Garchomp is one of the anime's strongest Pokemon. Overall, I thought the battle served as a great send-off to Iris as a character. I've been skeptical of her champion status, but after watching her fight Cynthia, I'm fully convinced that she's the strongest trainer in all of Unova. I really liked the fact that she cried after the battle, as it showed that she's no Mary Sue. It indicated that she still has much to learn, and still has a ways to go before claiming the title of Dragon Master. While I thoroughly enjoyed the battle, I do have my minor complaints. Besides Dragonite looking like a chump, my biggest one is that none of Iris's Pokemon showcase their personalities. It's a shame, as each of them have complex ambitions, unique quirks, and compelling backstories. With more exposition of their history, their wins and losses during the battle would have felt far more impactful. Another thing I'm bummed about is that we didn't get to see Emolga and Scraggy. Both characters love Iris and Haxorus with all their heart, so it seems unfortunate that they weren't seen cheering. If it meant we could have seen them, I would have gladly traded away the cameos of Volkner, Flint, Paul, Reggie, Alder, and the rest of the Unovan crew. Looking forward, I'm incredibly excited to see the rest of the Masters 8 battles. Although they're not quite as exciting as that of which we saw in the Kalos League, they're still a ton of fun. On that, class is adjourned. My name's Professor Silver. Until next time, catch you later.